Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric, chilling in the studio with Travis of Tiezzi.
Hey, how's it going, Eric?
Hi, doing pretty well. Appreciate you coming out and playing some music, hanging out with us in the studio.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we actually know each other from back in the day.
An old relic of Random Row Books. If you recall, while you're listening to this program, we appreciate you sticking around town.
Yeah, the old school DIY venue for all the punk kids growing up.
Yeah, R.I.P. Random Row Books. Mm. We have Random Row Brewery now, so I guess, you know, we all grew
up. Not the same.
Definitely some changes over the last 10 years. You've been working on some music.
That's right.
You've got your project, Tiezzi. Do you want to tell us about it, what you've been up to?
Yeah, so in 2018, me and my friend Chris Mullins, who plays on quite a few of our studio recordings, who helped start the project, we met up, and he's a drummer, and we kind of hit it off, and I showed him my songs, and he really liked them, and he's like, hey, you know, we should start a project. So that's kind of really just how it started. We were both in recovery at the time, trying to kind of figure out our lives, and so we were kind of both on the same wavelength, so to speak. He had a mutual friend that was also in recovery, Justin Abernethy. Our first show actually down in Fredericksburg at the Old Stone Warehouse. Then we started playing shows around Virginia, Charlottesville, Richmond, other places. And then the pandemic hit, and that kind of put a damper on things. We decided that we would put our focus into recording. And so that's kind of where the project turned. Around that time, we were called Route 20. We ended up going into a studio down in Richmond called Minimum Wage Recording that is owned and run by Lance Kohler of the No BS Brass Band. Really great guy.
Shout out to Lance.
Yeah, he's been mentioned on the show. He's an amazing drummer. He actually ended up playing on one of our songs, which is actually a funny story. In recording, Chris had kind of like a meltdown, you could say, the first day, and we ended up having to pull in other drummers throughout the entire recording session. And Lance ended up playing on one of the songs, Not Your Man, which ended up being our first single. And we did get quite a few songs out the first day with Chris. Yeah, he had to take a temporary leave of absence from the band. But yeah, he's a great guy. I love him to death. He is sober right now, doing good. But yeah, so we ended up having a week chunk in the studio, and we got about 10 songs out of it. Then we went label shopping, trying to find a label that would release our songs with the intention of keeping on rights. And we got really lucky and found that in Tree Art Records. And we released our first single, which was Not Your Man, which got us our first write-up, our first radio play, a lot of firsts this year. And then we followed that up with our debut EP, and did a lot better than we were expecting. So yeah, that kind of brings us up to present day. The band went on hiatus. Pretty much we kind of blew up online and then broke up, which is kind of how it goes. But yeah, so after a prolonged hiatus, now getting back to it, the project is back. We still actually have about 4 or 5 songs that are unreleased from those sessions. 4 songs. We've released 6 now. So there's still more to come. The project will still be ongoing.
The wheels are moving.
That's right. That's right.
So I know that you've got some songs in store with the label. While we have you, are there any that you'd want to play while we've got you in the studio?
Yeah, so I picked some songs out. Most of them are actually new. I'm only going to be playing one of the studio recordings live, which will be Perception. But I got a bunch of new songs that I'm trying out that we're going to try out today. First one is Queen of the Cold.
All right. Well, it's a Rock Hits exclusive with Travis of Tiezzi. It's Queen of the Cold on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Sat down next to me at the bar. He said, I got a story to tell you. Something sweet. Said maybe
Maybe I think you need, but baby, you're so cold. I think that you do know I suffered enough. We suffered enough. The world is so cold, but I'll warm it over. Yeah, I'll warm it up, 'cause you're so cold and you don't show any little damn remorse. You sold my soul to the devil so you could get your precious gold. It's all I see. It's haunting me. Just let it go. Oh, yes, I know. Just let it go.
She said, well, I can't help but overhearing.
She got you good, like you probably knew she would. Hey man, love's a risk. Sometimes it hurts like I suffered enough. We suffered enough. But I warm it up. Yeah, I warm it up, 'cause you're so cold and you don't show any goddamn remorse. You sold my soul to the devil so you could get your precious gold. It's all I see. It's haunting me. Just let it go. Oh, yes, I know. Just let it go.
That's Travis of Tiezzi here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local with Queen of the Cold. And definitely a pretty interesting track. You want to expand on that one a little bit?
Yeah, so the idea behind that song is taking a true story, but it's kind of... I had an idea of like someone sitting at down at the bar and kind of just like relaying basically a really bad relationship story. And it was basically about this girl that I didn't really even date. I mean, you could pretty much say she just catfished me pretty much. And she was pretty damn cold-hearted. So I wrote that song about her. That's pretty much it. It's just one of those relationship songs, I guess you could say, or non-relationships.
In the writing process for that, is that one of those things where music can be like a form of therapy to
work through
the situation?
I was so mad. She lied about everything, her entire background and everything like that. Sold herself to be this really nice, sweet girl, and goddamn, she was like the devil. But I got lucky and found my girlfriend, which I love very much after that. So I guess it didn't really sting that bad. Speaking of, shout out to Kat Zisk, my girlfriend. She's also a lovely musician. Check out her band, Kat C. They're really good too.
Nice. So with the recording that you had done at Minimum Wage, were there any tracks that you didn't quite get to do this time around that you might want to share with us?
Yeah, there was. It's in a different form now, but a song called Truth We Swallow that's also been referred to as Stream of Consciousness. That was one that we really wanted to do, but we just ran out of time. And maybe it was a good thing because the song is kind of a different entity now. So maybe it just needed time to kind of spread its wings a little more. But yeah, that would be a good one.
All right, well, let's check it out. It's Travis of Tiezzi with The Truth We Swallow on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
I wanted something more. Wandering all around, from here to downtown. You say, I say, it's such a lovely day. The truth has come to stay. Whoa. Tell me it's not true. Tell me what to do. Tell me it's the same. Wallow in the shame. I can see the light coming through the night. What am I doing here? All I feel is fear. I wanted was something more. Truth we swallow. I feel so bruised and borrowed. You say, I say, must be a better way. The truth has gone away. Whoa. Tell me it's not true. Tell me what to do. Tell me it's the same. Wallow in the shame. I can see the light coming through the night. What am I doing here? All I feel is fear. Is it true? I wanted was something more.
That's Travis of Tiezzi live in the Rock Kids studio with The Truth We Swallow. I'm your host, Eric Law. If you're just joining us, hanging out with Travis of Tiezzi.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you having me come down here.
Hey, always a good time catching up with old friends and getting to listen to good music.
I'll take the compliment.
With The Truth We Swallow and in the writing process on that one, any details that you might be able to give us a little sneak peek into the mind behind the song?
Yeah, That song really kind of goes all the way back. It dates back to when I was 16 years old in a band called Neuroshock. That we played a show with. I played a version of that song back then. So it's been going around for a long time. And I've kind of just used that song as a platform to say whatever I feel like I need to say at that point in my life. So the lyrics have kind of always been changing and kind of morphing with time. And so I feel like it's a really good snapshot of just where I was at that point that I wrote that song. And that was kind of just its intention, as music is kind of like therapy for me. And so sometimes there's just stuff you need to say. And so for me, it's just as much of a feeling too, like the lyrics where it's like, the sun is out, I'm wandering all about, just kind of like feeling that in my mind, like kind of bringing some sunshine into myself. But then also like, you can kind of feel the pain that I'm kind of singing out during the chorus. So it serves kind of like both sides of that coin when you're, you know, trying to get stuff out of the song. It has like, it brings that warmth into me, but also gets out that pain.
The symbiotic.
Exactly. You
know, relationship with the sound you're creating.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very much so. Music is a process of getting out what you need to get out, but also bringing in what you need to bring in. Bringing in that energy from the music that's coming out of your guitar as it comes back into your ears, so to speak.
Well, we'll have a little bit more of that in just a little bit. Going to take a quick break, but keep it here. We'll have more songs coming up from Travis of Tiezzi in just a bit.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From the far reaches of the universe to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels is Telegraph Art and Comics. The staff at Telegraph can guide you through their inventory, which also includes posters, action figures, and toys. Telegraph Art and Comics is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at 211 West Main Street on the downtown mall. TelegraphArtandComics.com is where to connect to their universe, manage subscriptions and pre-orders, or interface with the Comic Hub Network. Telegraph Art and Comics supports this station.
Support for Rocky Sunny 2-3 today is coming from Brightside, a new beach-themed pub on the west end of the downtown mall. Their menu features southern classics like Hush Puppies, plus sliders, wings, cocktails, and slushies. Brightside is open from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Thursday through Monday, with happy hour 4 till 6 and dinner served till 10 and 11 on weekends. You can find Brightside on Instagram at Seaville Brightside and at 225 West Main next to Lucky Blues, with delivery available from Grubhub.
Welcome back, or if you're just joining us, I'm Eric Law, host of Live and Local, hanging out with Travis of Tiezzi here in the Rock Kids studio. And before the break, talking about some songs, is there another one you might want to play while we have you here in the studio?
Yeah, there is. I have a song called Perception, and this one you can actually find on Spotify, Apple Music. This one has already been released, so you can go out and listen to the studio version, which is quite a bit different. Sounds quite a bit different. It's a lot more heavy and rocking, but I thought it would be a cool one to try to adapt into acoustic form and play for you today.
Nice. Well, yeah, once we're done with the show, head on over online, go check out the recorded version. But for now, let's give it a listen. It's Travis of Tiezzi with Perception on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Perception that you hold, the tired winding road, what fatal black is all I ask when I'm deep in a panic attack. Crash. Perception, lessons, you're swimming with no intention, you're losing, abusing, well how will we just lose it? Oh, I don't mind, have the time. No, I don't mind. The same thing I sent to you, it cannot be true. 'Cause down the road we just don't know where we are gonna be. Don't you know? Let's go. Perception, lessons, you swim in with no intent. Good, you're losing, abusing. Oh, how will we just lose it? Maybe it's not true, maybe sky's not blue.
That's Travis of Tiezzi with Perception live here in the Rock Kids studio. And I know that one's kind of a big deal a bit. Do you want to give us a little bit more detail about Perception?
Yeah, so that song is the title track off of our debut EP that we released just about a month after we released our very first single with Treeheart, which was Not Your Man. And it kind of built on the momentum of Not Your Man. So Not Your Man was our first song that ever got written up about or reviewed. It was our first radio play we ever got or anything like that. You know, our first 1,000 streams broke. And then we came out with Perception, and that really kind of took us to the next level online. I was amazed at the response, and not only in the US, it was weird. We were streaming in Brazil and the UK, Netherlands, over 50 countries. That song has now broken over 200,000 streams, which is just mind-boggling to me. I mean, it's by far our most successful single that we've ever recorded and released. And I'm really proud of it. I think it's a good song. That song was actually written, too, at such a low point in my life. I wrote that song over 4 years ago when I was in rehab. I am an ex-heroin addict. I have 4 years clean now from it. And at that point in my life, I had lost pretty much everything. I'd lost my home, my girlfriend, almost all of my belongings. And it was at a real low point, and I wrote that song. So I think it's really kind of special that now that song has, you know, had the kind of success that it did. It's not, you know, it's not like blown up massively or anything like that in like a super big way. But for me, you know, just breaking even 100,000 or even 1,000 streams was a really big deal. And I was really happy with that. So I think it's cool that something so dark and written at such a dark point in my life could have such a silver lining to it. You know, I think that that's pretty cool.
And it's awesome to see you here 4 years later doing an interview for the radio. And if anybody out there is struggling with any problem that they may have, there is help out there.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, I highly encourage anybody, man. It feels so hard to, especially with addiction, first trying to get sober. It feels so overwhelming and like it's not possible, but it really is. And I think also mental health is a really big part of it. And, you know, anybody out there struggling with mental health issues, you know, there is help out there. Therapy really does help. You know, whatever kind of professional help, whatever they recommend, give it a try. It's a lot better than just suffering in silence. You know, no one deserves that.
And speaking of therapy, are there any tunes that you might want to play that give us a little bit of musical therapy?
Yeah, let's play Smallville, which was actually written around the same time as Perception. So it was written during that time, and that definitely served as musical therapy for me, which kind of all my songs do, honestly. I think for anyone thinking about picking up an instrument, you know, do it. It's never too late. You know, there's people who pick up instruments in their 30s, and it's a great outlet. It really is. I don't know what I would do without music. So yeah, let's play Smallville.
It's an awesome message. Let's give it a listen. It's Smallville with Travis of Tiezzi in the Rock Hit Studio on Live and Local.
Welcome to the ones, the lands I'm good in one and shun. We're all full of it, the counselors don't know it, it's sad. So where do we now go? There's nowhere that feels like home. She don't really want me, 'cause I don't really want myself. I think that maybe need some help. It's Smallville, where I am. Welcome to the ones, the lands I'm good in one and should. the counselors don't know it. It's sad. I'm stuck at this fork in this stupid little damn road here. And she don't really want me, 'cause I don't really want myself. I think that maybe need some help. Smallville, where'd you go?
That's Travis of Tiezzi live here in the Rock Kids studio with Smallville. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Travis. If you're just joining us, had a couple of live tunes, but no worries. We got a few more up our sleeve. Travis, I know that you are the maestro this evening. Is there anything else you'd want to play for us?
Yeah, I do, actually. I have this song. It's called Wanna Be In Love. I wrote it as kind of feeling things that, you know, people feel when you're alone and you're just kind of, you know, you're longing for some companionship. And it was, once again, was a way of kind of just saying what I felt like I needed, you know, to say. And the ending has now changed because I now am in love and I found someone very special to me. And so it starts off, the chorus is, it's been so long since I felt close to whole, and it ends as, I feel whole. It's because I found someone really great. Not to say that I feel whole and great all the time, but I think it's a good song for everybody to remind that even when you're really lonely, you know, there's someone out there for you. Let's do it. Wanna Be In Love.
All right. It's Travis of Tiezzi with Wanna Be In Love, live here in the Rock Kids studio on Live and Local.
I'm so sick of all the self-results you don't even know. Wanna see the world, but I can't be sure if I'll get the chance. Got so many plans. Just a little for my soul, come on. Been so long since I have felt close to whole. When I see your face, and your smile's away, and it hurts my soul for me to know. Oh, I want just a little for my soul, come on. Been so long since I have felt close to whole. Close to whole. It takes some time to open your mind. I see that there's a cause. I feel whole, don't you know? I feel whole.
That's Travis of Tiezzi live here in the Rock Hits studio, and that was Wanna Be in Love. Do you have any additional backstory on that one?
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those songs, like I said, that it's just, you know, it's kind of longing for companionship, but it also touches on some other things, like just longing in general. Like the first verse is talking about how, you know, I want to see the world, I want to travel. And I think that's a very universal thing, is that people want to live and experience life, go out and see places. And also kind of, you know, like in the second verse, it's exploring, like, you know, the idea of once you are in love, like feeling the other person's emotion. I see your face and your smile is away, and it hurts my soul for me to know. It's kind of that idea of, you know, once you are in love with someone, it's like it's not just your existence anymore. It's a bonded existence where their feelings matter just as much as yours, and you're both kind of in it together, and that partnership. So it's imaginary at that time when I wrote the song. It wasn't real, but it's that feeling. So I think there's kind of a lot of universal themes that are found in that song, because love is so universal. You know, everyone goes through heartbreak. Everyone feels what it's like to be alone. And that's something that's so crucial and part of the human experience that we can all relate to.
Definitely a universal topic.
For sure. I mean, that's like how many songs are written about love? Like million. How many songs are called I Love You?
Yeah. More than I have fingers and toes. I'll say
that
right? Much.
Right, totally.
Well, we'll have more from Travis of Tiezzi on the other side of the break live here in the studio and get into some catalog tracks in just a bit. So keep it here. We'll be back.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
Support for the station today is coming from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and is available for your private event, too. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Travis of Tiezzi here in the Rock Kids studio. And I know, as the musician you are, is there another one you might want to give us while we've got you?
Yeah, let's do one more. SOC, Stream of Consciousness.
Stream of Consciousness.
It's kind of got a pretty little guitar riff. So let's see how it goes.
All right, let's give it a listen. It's Stream of Consciousness with Travis of Tiezzi here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
What can I say? One my darkest day, I will find all the lights that they left behind. It's in her eyes. It's a brighter day. Now you're in my way. Oh, I can say. Come through what you'll see when everything collides and you can breathe. But what is life here? Well, all I see is fear. Well, come find what you're really made of. Come find what you're afraid of. In time, you will find the light that's left behind. when break all your chains, when die I feel the same. We all want something more, and it will all end the same. Deep back deep in our brains. I just feel so small. Where am I? This world is filled with so many lies. Can I hide? And I think we just want the truth. Where is the proof? I'm looking for something deep, but everything I think, now I gotta come clean. Where am I, and where are you, and what are we doing when it all comes unglued? Come see what you're really made of, come see what you're afraid of. In time, we will find the meaning left behind. When break all your chains, and die, I feel the same. And don't you know I love you? I think it's time for some change. There's something wrong in my brain, but I think it's worth a try to try and build a better life.
That's Travis of Tiezzi here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. And getting to the part of the show where we break out some catalog tracks. Are there any tunes you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. There's this song I wrote for my friend Amber Rose Powell. And she was a wonderful person. She died this year. And I wrote this for her while she was alive. She did get to hear it. It's called Break the Mold. And it was based on some experiences we had together. But it was also kind of larger than life in a way that it got morphed into a fictional story of two lovers, which was not really exactly how it was. But the song was inspired by her, and I did get to show it to her before she died. And so, of course, it has, you know, really kind of special place in my heart. And so that was one of the songs I chose. I want to share it today.
Well, let's give a nice tribute to Amber. It's Break the Mold with Tiezzi on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
And
That's Tiezzi with Break the Mold here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. And shifting away from the Tiezzi catalog, we always want to make sure that we can highlight some awesome local musicians, give the artists the ability to give a shout out. Is there anybody that you'd want to give some airtime and
yes,
some love to?
Absolutely. Andrew Neal. Andrew Neal is a great musician. He is a songwriting machine. He's always writing songs. Yeah, he's got some really good tunes. He's also got a really cool story. You can find some articles out there that kind of help explain his story, and I think it's very much a part of his music too. There's definitely some songs. There's a lot of songs you should listen to by him, but I chose his most popular song, Overdose, as the one to feature today.
Let's check it out. It's Andrew Neal with Overdose on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. That's Andrew Neal with Overdose here on Rock Hits 92.3. And any other local act you might want to squeeze in while we have you?
I have a song that is written by my girlfriend. It's a solo acoustic song. She has a full band, but this is just her on acoustic. It's got kind of like an ethereal sound to it. It's called Annabelle, and it's one of my favorite songs of hers. I've heard it live. I've heard different versions of it. This is kind of like a lo-fi, kind of spacey version. But yeah, I think it would be a cool one to play.
Let's give it a listen. It's Kat Zisk with Annabelle here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
I know you're unhealthy. I can make you. Feed yourself on what's under. What lies under my skin? Doctor said I'm in danger. Doctor said I'm unwell. Why would I listen to a stranger over my sweet Annabelle? Annabelle. Annabelle. She says, oh yes, I am real. And now you look just as you feel. Well, I feel
that's Kat Zisk with Annabelle here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. And getting toward the end of the show, it's definitely been great having you on, Travis. Really appreciate you coming out.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, man. It's been a lot of fun. It's also really cool to see you again.
Well, before we let you go, where can people support Tiezzi? Where can they support your label? Where can they get your music? And how can they show you some love?
So they can stream our music on Spotify, Apple Music. If you really want, you can go and buy our stuff on Bandcamp, or go check out Andrew Neal, Dropping Julia, Cat C, any of the other great bands that are coming out of the region. I would love that too. So just show everybody some love. Go stream the stuff.
Yeah, if you got a few bucks, make sure that you check them out on Bandcamp Friday. You can show a little love for all of those artists by purchasing their music directly. Definitely helps them out. And thanks again for coming in, Travis. Always good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
But stick around. We've got Search and Destroy coming up in just a bit. You can get some awesome punk music, ska, and more for your weekend in just a bit.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.